Hello guys, it's Business Monday. This is Eji Rosagede, aka your energetic EJ, and this is a segment on the Afrocentrics podcast called Business Monday, where I get to talk to business people who are creating solutions, services, or products for other businesses. Okay, so it's B2B here, right? It will be coming to you every other Monday on the Afrocentrics podcast. You don't want to miss it. And if you are watching this and you have a solution or a product or a service for other businesses, then you want to connect with me so that I can feature you on the podcast. I mean, we need this information to grow up, don't we? So don't miss it every other Monday on the Afrocentrics podcast. It's your girl, the energetic EJ, signing out. See you on Mondays. Bye.
Hello and welcome to Business Monday, another time to feature a business owner whose product, solution, or services serves other businesses. This is the Energetic EJ, and I'm delighted to be here one more time. Now, today on the show, I have a guest. His name is Brandon Liebowitz. I mean, the name, I had to practice over and over again, but I got it, yes? So I'm having to talk with Brandon Liebowitz, who runs and operates SEO Optimizers, a digital marketing company that focuses on helping small and medium-sized businesses get more online traffic, which in turn converts into clients, sales, leads, and so much more. He's been in the game for over 15 years, right? And he said he set out or sold out to help small and medium-sized companies get ranked at the top of Google by using search engine optimization tactics and bringing in traffic via social media, paid ads, and many more. He has featured on several podcasts spreading the gospel of SEO optimization and relevant digital marketing practices. And today he's here on the Afrocentrics podcast in this segment called Business Monday. Now, you want to get close? Sit down, grab your pen, grab your notepad, grab your cup of coffee, your cup of tea, or your bottle of water, and get in here to learn something about search engine optimization. And we're going to be focusing more on AdWords or Google Ads. How can you leverage it? I mean, one of the things that I've noticed with his content online is the fact that he started out doing this or showing people how to do it without having to break the bank or without having to spend more money. And we're going to be exploring all of that in this segment. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back with my guests. Hi, Brandon. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thanks for having me on. How's everything going?
Yeah, going good. Thank you for, you know, availing your time to be here. We appreciate your presence here. All right, so I know you've been doing this for quite a while now, but before we dive into the conversation, could I ask you a question? Have you ever been to Africa?
Yep, went to Kenya.
Kenya! How was your experience there?
It was a good one. Went to Nairobi and went all around. So it was awesome. Great place.
You went for the, the safari?
Yep. Went on the safari and hung out there a couple of days before in Nairobi before and just checked out the city and the people and the culture and try to get some culture before just jumping on the safari.
Oh, okay. So are you willing to visit another African country soon?
No, not yet, but hopefully soon. Got to do more. It's not enough.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. So, Brandon, let's talk about SEO. I mean, I was reading your story and how you started, you know, trying to figure out your way after graduating from school, you know, and trying everything and anything. I love the part where you said you didn't know what you were doing. Neither did the company who employed you knew. But you had to dive into studying, learning, joining forums, going, taking classes and all of that. And years down the line, you were able to master the art of using SEO to pull traffic to small businesses. And that you're sold out to doing this and helping small businesses thrive in this regard. So let's start with, why did you decide to stay with SEO specifically? Because I mean, there are other parts of digital marketing. Why SEO optimization?
I like
search
SEO
engine optimization. Yeah.
I liked SEO just because it's a way to get that free traffic. So there's a lot of ways to get traffic to your website, but SEO is just a way to get free traffic. So when you search on Google, there's ads at the top, but right below the ads are the free organic listings, which is what SEO is all about, is getting you that free traffic, those free rankings on Google.
So what's the first step when you want to do that? Because I mean, when people, or especially small businesses, when they hear free, they're like, okay, how do we do it? Tell us, what do we do to get it for free? Because at the end of the day, they're just starting out. They don't have the fund to compete with the big, you know, shots who are already running ads to their, you know, website, all of that. So what's the first step, or what are some of the steps to take to be able to rank high on SEOs?
Yeah, there are a lot of different things, but the best is spy on the competition, because I could see everything you're doing. You could see everything I'm doing. So search on Google, see who's on that first page of Google and see what they've done. Because if they're on that first page of Google, skip over the ads. But when you're searching, look for the organic, the free listings, and whoever's on that first page of Google, that is your competition. Even if they're not your competitors, like if a Wikipedia is ranking or Amazon is ranking, if that's who's on that first page of Google, that is your competition. But you can spy on them and see what keywords they're using, what they've done to get those rankings, because everything is transparent. So what I usually do is look at the keywords on their website. Basically, I'll look at that blue clickable link when you're searching on Google and see what other people are using in that blue clickable link, because that's where everyone puts their keywords. So you could quickly see what your competitors are doing, get ideas from that, and incorporate those onto your website. Because if they're doing those, they're putting those keywords on their website, it's more than likely going to help you. And then also like the content on their pages, seeing how much text they have on their page, so I'll open up each page one by one, see how much text there is, and I'll try to write more, better, higher quality content than I see on those pages, because you need to put text on your on each page on your website. The more text you have, the more Google's going to be able to read, understand that page, and figure out what keywords to rank you for.
Oh, I see. So that means that when you're talking about SEO, it's more effective when you have a website. Or does it, like, you know, there are people who do not have websites, but they are very active on social media. They're active on, you know, platforms like LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. Does search engine optimization help them in that regard, or is it exclusive to those who have a website?
No, search engine optimization is optimizing websites to rank on Google. So if you don't have a website, you're not going to be ranking on Google. But there's also SEO to rank higher on Amazon. If you sell products, we can rank those products higher on Amazon. If someone's searching on like TripAdvisor or Yelp, things like that, we can make those websites rank higher. So it's not just for Google, but if you don't have a website, it's going to be tough to rank on Google. So you need a website. If you're doing social media, it's not going to really help out with SEO. They're separate things. Social media is a way to get traffic, but it's not search engine optimization. They're different.
Oh, I see. Fantastic. So when you talk about keywords, what are those? And how do we identify those from other people's content to then say, okay, how can I adapt this? Because I'm guessing if it's a keyword that is specific to that particular website, and my business or my website does not do the same thing, like we're not in the same industry, how do I, you know, kind of see it to be able to adapt? What are keywords, and how can we identify them and adapt them for ourselves?
The keywords are whatever you search in Google. So whatever words you put into Google, that's a keyword. It could be one word, it could be five words, it could be 20 words. But whatever you put into Google, that's your keyword. And when you search on Google, you could see who's on that first page of Google. And you can look at that blue clickable link and see what keywords they're using right there. So you can quickly spy on the competitors and see what keywords they're utilizing.
Oh, I see. Okay, fantastic. All right, so that's done. So we understand the keywords and all of that. You mentioned just now when you were talking, like when you are studying other people's website, where you want to leverage SEO, is to study the length of the of what they've written and how rich it is. Is there like a rule of thumb to say, averagely, this should be the word count for your website, for the content that you put up on your website?
Yep. So what you want to do is search on Google, see who's on that first page of Google, open up all those websites, and average out that content. That's the average. It's not, Google has an algorithm, but we're not trying to be Google. Google's algorithm changes every single day. What we're trying to be is whoever's on that first page of Google. So you got to average out whoever's on that first page of Google. We're not going to average out other things because that doesn't matter. What matters is who's on that first page of Google. What have they done and how can we do a better job of it?
Oh, fantastic. Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Brandon. If you are going to leave a word for newbies and starters in this online space, what would your advice be to them generally representing themselves online?
Just be patient with SEO. Search engine optimization takes time. Unfortunately, it's not immediate, but you keep doing the right things and sending the right signals to Google. Over time, your traffic is going to increase, but it just does take time. It's not immediate. It's more of a long term. So if you're trying to get immediate results, paid ads are what's going to get you that quick, instant results. But once you stop running paid ads, you just disappear. Whereas with SEO, you stop doing search engine optimization, you're not just going to disappear. You're going to stay up there and get that free traffic. So that's the main thing, is just be patient, and just in general with all marketing, because it takes time. Nothing's going to be instantaneous. Sometimes you might go viral, but it all takes time to really grow, get that presence, get that awareness, and get Google to trust you, but also to get people to trust you. Because once you get people to your website, how do you get them to convert? That's the tough part. Getting people to your website is easy enough if you run some paid ads or do some social, but how do you get that visitor to actually become a client? That's really the tough part. And that's where you got to work on like conversion rate optimization and testing out your website, moving things around, changing pricing, removing pricing, moving buttons around, and just testing, because you never know what's going to work until you try.
Try. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I'll just quickly go into the paid ads you talk about. What are some, what can you give us as pointers of ways not to run paid ads, especially on Google?
It just depends on who your audience is as well. You got to kind of just test it all out. So when you're running paid ads, there's a lot of different ads you can run. You can run search ads, text ads. So when you search on Google, there's ads at the top. Those are all pay per click. So if you click on an ad, that company is paying Google for every click. Could be 50 cents per click, could be $1 per click, it could be $5 per click, it could be $50 per click, $100 per click.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty expensive. So it just comes down to return on your investment. How much are you making off each sale? And is it worth it to spend that money? If you're selling something for, like, if you're selling like socks and they cost $5, $10, and each click is costing you $5, it's going to be tough to make that money, because out of every 100 visitors, you might get one or two or three leads, maybe sales, but more likely leads. So you have to just got to figure out what's that return on investment. How much money do I have to spend to get a lead or to get a sale? And what's the lifetime value of that customer? Like someone buying car insurance, they might spend money on insurance and they might be paying you $50 a month, but that's not the revenue you're getting. You got to think, how long are they going to stay with me? They might stay with me for a year. So what's $50 times 12 months? And then maybe they might recommend me to friends and family. So that's more revenue. So you got to figure out what's the lifetime value of a customer and how much is it going to cost me in paid ads? So Google ads, the search ads can be kind of expensive, but there's a lot of other ads that Google lets you run, like banner ads, which are going to be a lot cheaper. You could also run Gmail. You could do YouTube, because Google owns all these properties. And with YouTube, you get 30 seconds free ad space. So if somebody watches your YouTube video ad for 29 seconds and then skips it, you don't pay a penny. After 30 seconds, yeah, after 30 seconds, then you pay like 10 cents a view. So it's much cheaper and you get a lot more time and exposure, because 30 seconds of you talking versus two lines of text that are maybe a couple sentences, it doesn't convey that message that much versus a 30-second video. Or the, I always tell people, make the video ad a couple minutes, because you don't pay if it's 30 seconds or 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you pay the same amount. So I would recommend making a longer video, and people buy off people as well. So you could put a face behind the company, explain the value, the benefits of what you have to offer. But it's all about testing, throwing everything against the wall, seeing what sticks, what works, push more money into that, pull money away from what's not working, because you never know what's going to work until you try it.
Fantastic. I love it. I love it. Thanks for that expose about the, you know, YouTube 30 seconds, just make it longer, you know, giving more people more time to see your face, interact with you, and then make a decision to either click or watch till the end. Thank you so much, Brandon, for, you know, being here and for sharing with us, you know, your, you know, take and your, what's the word now, your expertise on SEO optimization. So with your company, SEO Optimizers, what exactly do you do for people? And are you reaching out to a particular, are you exclusive to a particular market, or are you looking to expand into other regions?
Could help out pretty much. So what we do is help people get more traffic to their website using search engine optimization and helping out with paid ads, a little bit of social media, but really try to focus on the free traffic from Google, the SEO, but it all works to get traffic. And as long as you have a website, if you don't have a website, it's going to be tough to do SEO. So if you don't have a website, I would recommend get a website, because if you just have a Facebook page or Instagram, that's not yours. That's Instagram's, or that's LinkedIn's, or that's Pinterest. That's not yours to own. You're just renting space off them, and you never know what's going to happen, where trends change and new sites emerge, but also they could take you down, or they could ban you, or they could drop your engagement. So your website, you own that forever. That's always yours. So make sure you have a website, and that's going to be the best. And then if you do have a website, then I could help get you that more traffic by optimizing that website.
So how can people contact you to do that if they wanted to work with you?
So for everyone that's listening and watching, I create a special gift for them on my website. If they go to SEOoptimizers.com, that's SEOoptimizers.com/gift, they could find my contact information there, along with classes I've done over the years, all up there for free. And also, if they have a website, they could book some time on my calendar for a free website analysis, where I'll look at their website and give it some feedback from an SEO perspective of what's working, what's not working, and how to get them to the level that they want to be at.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing your gift with us and with the world generally. Thank you for all that you do. And thank you for, you know, being here today. I really appreciate it. Guys, you've heard it all from Brandon. You need a website if you want to maximize SEO, that is search engine optimization. You can't do that on borrowed platforms. You can only do that on your own platform. So if you're yet to get a website, go do that today, especially if you're doing business online. And if you then have a website, please do visit Brandon's website and get the free gift that he has provided for you so that you can start on your journey to optimizing that website. Thank you for being here today on the show. Till I come your way again next time with another business owner or another business talk, this is the Energetic EJ signing out. God bless you. Bye-bye.